Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Come on, come on, and hurry down.
Not the friendly ghost, but the Holy Ghost. Stay, and I'm here to make a shout. Glory be to the one who knows what the funk's about, y'all. Man. Short distances, I'm gonna hit you with the one on the front. Mm-hmm.
I'm here searching for the hangers in a rubber band.
Hang on.
I'm here searching for the red and brown color.
One time now, baby.
I'm here searching out.
Give me some. Come out my sheet so you can see what I'm doing.
In the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G-Money Sports Report. So let's talk sports. Let's talk NFL football. All right. Well, let's see. We don't have a football game this weekend. The game is next weekend, which is February 11th. So what do we have going on this weekend? Do they have the All-Star game this weekend, DJ? Or do they have the, and is it going to be a flag football game like it was last year? It was flag football. It was 7-man flag football game. and they had all these different players that went to the play in the game. It was really interesting. Okay. So, DJ, what do you know about the game for this weekend, the All-Star game?
Well, according to the NFL website, they don't show any games this weekend.
Oh, okay. So they don't have anything scheduled for this weekend. All right. Well, this is usually the All-Star weekend where they have the All-Star game before they have the Super Bowl. So I guess they kind of changed it up. I don't know what the big deal is. Maybe because they're having the Super Bowl in Las Vegas that they wanted to cut down all the other activities because everybody's coming to Vegas for the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I guess NBC and CBS and ABC decided they didn't want to put a game on TV for this weekend. I guess. I don't know. Oh, well, so much for NFL football. Well, let's see. Let's talk NBA then. Give us the standings in the NBA and if there's any games scheduled to play this weekend, let's talk about those too.
Okay. We'll start with the Western Conference. The Timberwolves are in first place with 34 wins, 14 losses, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder in second place, 33 wins, 15 losses. The Clippers are in third place, 31 wins, 15 losses, followed by the Denver Nuggets, 33 wins and 16 losses. And in fifth place, it's the Sacramento Kings with 27 wins and 19 losses. Do you want more of the Western Conference, or do you want the top five in the Eastern Conference?
No. Where are the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors at in the Western Conference?
Lakers are in ninth place with 25 wins, and if you no, remember, the Kings are in fifth place with 27 wins, 19 losses. So the Lakers are in ninth place with 25 wins, 25 losses, not that far behind. And the Golden State Warriors are in 12th place with 20 wins and 24 losses.
Okay.
So they're kind of back. They're back there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's early in the season. They still got about 80 games to play. Because, you know, we have the NCAA tournament in March, you know, so it's getting close.
Yep.
I mean, next month will be college basketball championships for the number one spot in the NCAA tournament. So it's getting ready to happen. All of the college teams are playing their game, getting ready for their tournament so they can see who qualifies for the NCAA tournament. So, all right. Well, let's talk about the Eastern Conference. What's the positions of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference?
In first place is the Boston Celtics with 37 wins, 12 losses. In second place, the Milwaukee Bucks with 32 wins, 16 losses. In third place, the New York Knicks with 32 wins, 17 losses. In fourth place, the Cleveland Cavaliers with 30 wins, 16 losses. In fifth place, the Philadelphia 76ers also have 30 wins, but they have 17 losses. That's the top five.
Okay. What's going on with, say, the Chicago Bulls?
Bulls are in ninth place with 23 wins and 26 losses.
Okay. And who else will we be interested in hearing about? What about...
Well, I can just tell you I told you the top five, the fifth being Philadelphia 76ers. After that, it's the Pacers, the Heat, the Magic in eighth. In ninth place, the Bulls. 10th place, Atlanta Hawks. 11th place, the Nets. 12th place, the Toronto Raptors. 13th, it's the Charlotte Hornets. 14th, it's the Washington Wizards. And 15th, the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, okay. Well, Detroit is still at the bottom. It's not moving up. It doesn't look like they're going to move up any time during this season. I wonder if they got rid of all of their players. They're getting ready to have the NBA draft pretty soon. So maybe they're at the bottom so they could get some good draft choices. I don't know how that works in basketball. I don't know if the last place teams get the first pick in the draw like they do in football. So I don't know. Well, we'll have to see what happens. It's early in the season, so maybe Detroit will get some new players and they'll start moving up the ladder, because I'm not used to Detroit being on the bottom. That's like, wow, I'm really blown away with Detroit being at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. All right, well, that's the NBA basketball sports report. What about college basketball? Do we have any information on the college basketball? What tournaments are being played in the college basketball? Are there any college basketball tournaments being played? Because that's going to decide who's going to go to the NCAA championship.
I'm not sure what you're asking. What do you want to know?
Do they have, like, any of the college divisions, are they playing in any tournaments right now?
I could tell you the games that are being played.
Okay.
I don't know if they're in tournaments or anything, but I can tell you who's the games that are being played. Like today, number 21 ranked Dayton is playing St. Bonaventure, and 13th ranked Creighton is playing Butler. Tomorrow there's a bunch of games. St. John's is playing first ranked UConn. Georgetown is playing ninth ranked Marquette. 25th ranked TCU is playing Texas. San Diego State is playing 17th ranked Utah State. 8th ranked Kansas is playing 4th ranked Houston, University of Houston. UCSF is playing 23rd ranked Oklahoma. Ole Miss is playing 16th ranked Auburn. 15th ranked Texas Tech is playing Cincinnati. 20th ranked Florida Atlantic is playing Tulsa. West Virginia is playing 22 ranked BYU. Their number 3 ranked University of North Carolina is playing number 7 ranked Duke. 18th ranked Baylor is playing 12th ranked Iowa State. 10th ranked Kentucky is playing 5th ranked Tennessee. And 24th ranked Alabama is playing Mississippi State. And all those games are tomorrow. And then there's three games on Sunday. So a lot of games.
Yeah. You didn't say anything about Gonzaga. Where are they playing? Are they playing tomorrow? They didn't play today.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Nope.
What about Clemson? You didn't say anything about Clemson. Are they playing in any games tomorrow?
Let me see. Do you know what conference they're in?
Let me think what other conferences have.
So I'm looking at all of them.
What about SC or UCLA?
Okay, SC and UCLA would be in the Pac-12. UCLA is, I can tell you in the Pac-12, UCLA is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, is eighth out of 12 teams. They're eighth. And SC is at the bottom, 12 out of 12. In fact, I can just tell you first place is Arizona. Second place is Oregon. Third place is Colorado. Fourth place, Washington State. Fifth place, Stanford University. Sixth place, Utah. Seventh place, Arizona State. Ninth place, UCLA. Tenth place, Washington. 11th place, Cal. 13th, it's Oregon State. And in 14th place, it's USC. And that's the Pac-12.
Now, you said Cal. Is that Cal Berkeley?
Yep.
Okay.
Cal Berkeley.
Okay. What about Notre Dame? What division or what league are they in? Because I haven't heard Notre Dame name talked about.
Notre Dame, let's see if I can find them. Not America East, not American Athletic Conference, not Atlantic 10, not Atlantic Coast. Oh, yep, they're in Atlantic Coast. Okay, so out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Out of 15 teams in the Atlantic Coast League, Notre Dame is number four, currently number 14.
Wow. They're at the bottom of the division? That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they don't have a basketball team this year. So we can't expect them to even make the tournament. All right. Well,
I guess not. In that particular division or league or whatever, and number one is the University of North Carolina. Second place is Duke University. Third place, Virginia. Fourth place, Florida State. Fifth place, North Carolina State. Sixth place, Wake Forest. Seventh place, Miami, Florida. Eighth place, Syracuse. Ninth place, Virginia Tech. Tenth place, Clemson. 11th place, Boston College. 13th is Pittsburgh. 14th, Georgia Tech. As we said, Notre Dame is in 15th. And Louisville is in 16th. Or did I mix it up? Anyway, that's
okay.
That's that.
Yeah.
But like,
well,
I said,
heard
there's a lot of different conferences, leagues, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I heard University of North Carolina, UNC, and I heard North Carolina State are both in that division, and they're both ranked pretty good in the division. So we can expect that they're definitely going to make the tournament. But we still haven't heard nothing from Gonzaga. He didn't call Gonzaga anywhere.
Let's see, where might Gonzaga be? Nope.
What about LSU?
Nope.
Louisiana State? How they doing? Or are they ranked anywhere?
Okay, I'll look for Gonzaga and LSU. Nope. Not seeing anything yet.
The top teams last year in the tournament. Oregon, we already talked about Oregon. Auburn, we talked about Auburn. Who else? Texas. Did we say anything about Texas or Texas State? Or UC Texas, UC, or U Texas, what is it? UT, University of Texas. And what is the other Texas team? They got a lot of teams. Texas has a lot of teams that usually make the tournament. Let me think of the names of those teams.
Yes, so I just found Gonzaga. They're second place in the West Coast division or conference behind St. Mary's and ahead of San Francisco State, or University of San Francisco, Santa Clara, LMU, San Diego, Pepperdine, Portland, and Pacific, perhaps the College of the Pacific. Who knows?
Okay. Well, that's good. Is Loyola in the tournament? I mean, how are they fit in the league?
They're in that conference.
Oh, all right. Good.
I said St. Mary's, Gonzaga, San Francisco, Santa Clara, LMU. LMU is fifth. And then San Diego, Pepperdine, Portland, and Pacific.
Oh, okay. University of Pacific. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't know if it's UOP, but it just says Pacific.
Pacific.
Doesn't say University of Pacific. So I don't know if it's UOP.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like the major players are in the top five, at least in their division. So we'll see them in the tournament for sure. Okay. Well, I'm glad we found Gonzaga because I know they were going to be represented, especially for the West. All right. Yes, that's all I can think of. I can't think of any other team except Florida. Florida has a lot of teams. I know we mentioned a couple of Florida teams already, and Texas has a lot of teams. So both of Florida and Texas, I think they're going to be represented pretty well in the tournament. Let me think of some underdogs. Who was the underdog last year? Let me think. Who's the underdog last year? It was, Brayton? Was that the name of the team? Brayton? Brayton. I don't know where they were from, though. Oh, they were from, they were from Maryland, I think. Yeah, and they were really happy that they made the tournament. But I don't know if that's their name. If it's Brayton. I'm trying to think now. What was the name? They had two teams that had girly names to them. And I can't think of what they were right now. We'll have to wait for the tournament and see if we have some underdogs that pop up and qualify for the tournament. And we can see what division they're representing when they come to the NCAA tournament. But it looks like they got a lot of leagues, and each league has a tournament. So once the winners of the tournaments are determined, then they will be sent to the NCAA tournament as a representative from their league. So we'll have to wait and see what happens when all of the divisions have their tournament. We'll see who's representing in each division. Okay, so that's NCAA basketball. And let's, what about the WNBA? Have they started yet? Are they still on vacation?
No, the WNBA hasn't started yet.
They haven't started. Okay. All right. Well, that's basketball. In G Money Sports Report, how about the hockey? Let's talk about those Las Vegas Golden Knights. How are they doing? They're still in second place in the Pacific Division.
Yep.
Did you say yes?
Yeah, I said, yep.
Okay. So that's good. The Las Vegas Golden Knights is still in striking position to win the division, to win the league. So that's good. All right. Who else can we talk about? Sports. Soccer. They're not doing anything. And do we have anything about the Las Vegas 51s? That's the semi-pro team that's here in Vegas. A lot of guys go from this semi-team to the major league, because this semi team is pretty good. They win a lot of games, and they got some really good players every year that I've seen them play. They always have some good players, and the good players end up going to the major leagues. So do they have any report on the 51s, the Las Vegas 51? What's their standing in their league or in their conference or whatever, if you could find anything on them? They're the only baseball team we have in Las Vegas right now.
So there's no Las Vegas 51s. They renamed themselves or rebranded themselves. They're now the Las Vegas Aviators. They've been that way.
The
last, yeah, they back in 2019. So about 5 years ago, they're now the Las Vegas Aviators.
Oh, okay. And you know what? They're building a stadium where the Tropicana Casino used to be. They're knocking the Tropicana Casino down, and they're building the baseball stadium over there. So as of the 1st of April, they're going to start dismantling the Tropicana Casino. And they're going to be selling all the furniture in the casino to the first come, first served, for the people that want to buy the furniture from the casino. And there are a lot of people that want to buy the casino furniture, because it's good furniture. You know, they got rooms, you know, so they got bedrooms, furniture, and then they got the furniture in the casino. So they got a lot of furniture. But I heard that they're going to mostly sell to some furniture stores. They got some discount furniture stores here in Vegas. They got one that's called Doug's Cheap Furniture. I think it is. I think they call them Doug's Cheap Furniture. Or Doug's Low Price Furniture. Something like that. And they buy a lot of the furniture from the casinos. That's where we went shopping. And me and Cheryl bought furniture for our house. We went to Doug's.
Yeah, what they say.
Huh?
You know what they'd say. Never take direct, decorating advice from somebody who lived in a box in a park.
No, we bought a 6-bedroom house that we had furniture for. We bought furniture for all 6 rooms in the house. 6 bedrooms, living room, dining room, all of that.
You're just gonna gloss over that other fact, though. But that's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the other one alone. She's in the Atlanta area now. So she's kicking it with all the rappers on the East Coast, as far as I know. I haven't heard anything bad reports coming back about her on the East Coast. But, oh, she's hanging in there. So, all right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report.
She's still in Las Vegas waiting for you to call her. That's all.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, well, she's going to be waiting because I ain't going to call her from here. You know, I ain't got no intentions of calling her from here. I don't want her to know I'm here. So
you can pick up where you left off.
And unless she got some money. Now, if she got some money from Snoop, then, you know, I might hang out with her a little bit. We could spend some of that money. Because I need some money to put on my concert. So I'm interested. If she got some dollars, then she can come back to the Gerard, to the G Money house, and she can put her money up, and we can play house some more. But other than that, I'm not looking for her. I'm not expecting to find her. But she doesn't know my situation, so she would be surprised to find out I'm in the situation I'm in. But it's okay. I'm looking for Kathy right now. That's who I'm expecting to come to Vegas looking for me. Kathy and her daughter, Kirsten. Yeah. I'm expecting them to come to Vegas looking for me. Kathy came to Vegas. Marky B said he saw her. She was downtown on Fremont Street. And on the Fremont side. And he saw her. And I'm wondering what she was in Vegas doing. That's a long drive to come out here just to be hanging out. She was out here shopping for something. So I don't know if she was looking for me. He told her where I was. And she was like, oh, really? And he said, yep. And I asked him how come he didn't get her phone number so we could call her. You know, he could have given me the number. And he's like, oh, no, I didn't want to get her phone number. I'm like, why not? You used to talk to her. She used to be your friend. But now he had a new girlfriend that he didn't want to do anything bad. He had started his new life. He had dedicated to his new girlfriend. And you know what? That new girlfriend, he don't even have her no more. He left her somewhere. She's probably still in that house in the Las Vegas Lakes. That's where he was living. But he moved out of there. So she's probably still there because she was probably paying the rent. And she's the one that had the job at Amazon driving the truck in the warehouse, driving the forklift. And her kids were working. They all had jobs working in warehouse. So Monkey D just kind of tossed her until he could come up. Now he's supposed to be big balling. But he couldn't get his money together to go to the Super Bowl. Did I tell you? He called me and said he ain't coming to the Super Bowl because he can't afford the ticket.
$10,000
Yeah, yeah. I said, I thought you were balling, man. And he said, no, I ain't come. I said, you're not going to even come down to hang out in the hotel and then I could come visit you? And he said, no, I ain't even coming. I'm going to stay at home and watch the game on TV. I said, oh, man. You're going to peter out like that. I thought you had big plans coming down here to show off all your new stuff. But I guess your new stuff ain't that that good for you to show up. You don't have things organized yet. He's still planning an all-black city, though. He's planning. And he's trying to open up some boarded up houses. Yeah, he got crazy plans, man, real crazy. But anyway, let's get back to G Money's radio show. Cause I could clown him all day long. Cause he could really be a show in himself. All right, well, that's G Money's sports report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, G-Money, that's what you say. You say G-G-G-G-G-Money. He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G-G-G-G-G-Money, you got to love him, got to love him, got to love him, got to love him, got to love him. Oh, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Ha ha. G-G-G-G-G-Money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. That's G-G-G-G-G-Money. G-G-G-Money. G-Money. G-Money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, oh yeah! Woo!
Peace, fellas, how you living, man? DJ, my brother.
What's up?
It's the other man.
In the intro, cue up the searchlight, palm it to the center stage.
I grab the first mic,
projecting the voice with this mic that I'm cuffing. You ain't my knuckle, sucker, I'm snuffing. The word of the third stands true, so no panicking.
Man versus man,
you freeze up like a mannequin. Petrol, you let go the wax for the new jacks. The dweller point is stepping on the trigger as a goon smack.
Square in the butt,
Pete gave me the cue, so I'ma put up a shut up until my jam is through. But for now, I wanna freak him. Solid bar, sparking mission 5 feet away past dog.
Don't park, there's no standing.
Or I'll play the 5-0. You don't stop moving until the search says so to keep the tribe hooping. Shooting out the play 'em, 3 the hard way to keep you stepping to the AM.
Line 3 behind me, the 3, the hard way to jackpot.
Oh wait, and Satan's trying to take cheap shots.
We rule crowds, the 3 stand proud. The brothers round the waist, sit down and say,
how'd you do this?
Ludicrous rhythm of rhyme, anticipated like a bottle of Hyde. Catch up,
no catch up,
cause you fell behind. I'm stepping to the AM, sticking down, trying Pete Knight skims over lyrics. I pick them, strong and long and wrong, I stick them.
He's the law with the sword,
with my cable swing,
like the pit of the pendulum.
Pete Knight legitimate,
and you despise,
envy this MC's magnitude,
so realize,
the MCMC,
the DJ, DJ'd him.
Until the next time, I keep you stepping to the AM.
You're a gunner.
You're thinking that you had
lyrics to the AM, but the house needs a swinger.
How you living, huh?
Now grooving to the AM, the master spoon feeding out a jumper. You're bumping a freak while I'm G'ing. Peter, let the record spin.
Start to get a second win.
Motivate the crowd so it's stepping to the AM.
Gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still
taking my time to perfect the beat, and I'm still still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D-R-E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air. Boy, use a fool, D-R.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show, because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.